Get road trip ready with a service checkup at your local Chevy dealer. They can save you time and money and get the job done right the first time, worry-free. Go to ChevyDriveChicago.com for current service specials or to schedule a test drive.
It's Abba, Abba, Abba. And that's Mamma Mia, which, of course, was the title of the song, then became a title of the stage production, the musical that came to Chicago for a while. And I believe there was also the Mamma Mia movie, which I didn't see. But having said that, we welcome to the program Sarah Stand. Hello, Sarah. Good evening.
Hello, John. How are you? Thank you for having me.
Are you kidding? Absolutely. You can credit my awareness of your events through Facebook. I was scrolling, and I saw this, I guess you would call it post, ad, whatever it is. And
like, yeah,
what?
Yeah,
I said,
yeah.
What is this? Because I had not heard, pardon me, I had not heard of the Stand Mansion, which is at 2408 North Kedzie. And what it was describing sounded totally unique. And the longevity of ABBA, they may outlive all of us, at least musically.
I know, right?
Yeah. So can you describe for us what event you're putting on?
I will try. So Stand Mansion, to begin with, it's a historical venue in Logan Square. This year we celebrated 100 years since the building was built. So it's very beautiful. The room where we hold the candlelight concerts, it's humongous. It's over 5,000 square feet with a 32 feet high ceiling, and the acoustic is unbelievable. This was built as a Masonic temple back in 1920. So we started doing concerts with Fever, candlelight concerts, before pandemic, right?
Yeah.
And they are just amazing. This company started, I believe, in 2019 in Spain. Their first concert was in Barcelona. And now they are all over the world. I think that the only place that they are not in is Antarctica. and it's just amazing. Okay, so imagine a room full with candles.
Okay.
I'm talking thousands of candles, right?
Wow.
So all the lights are off, candles are on, and the music is out of this world, right? So they do classical music. They also do Disney soundtrack. They do now ABBA, which is one of my favorite groups. You know, I'm a mature, sophisticated lady, right? So of course
you are.
ABBA was huge when I was in my younger years, and it still is. Mm-hmm. And I think that this is a great opportunity for younger people to come and experience. So it's a very relaxed atmosphere, of course, you know, with the COVID, we do social distancing and all that, and we have plenty of hand sanitizers, and everybody has to wear a mask.
Yes.
It's amazing, amazing. And there is this group that we work with before. It's a quartet. Girls only. And they are extremely talented. And it's an experience, you know, if you want to have a night out, a romantic getaway, you know,
or we
had people proposing, you know, which is great because we do a lot of weddings, right? So that's our main thing. So, you know, you come to an ABBA concert, propose to your girl, and there's no way that she's going to say no, right?
Right.
So it's really awesome.
So this is a string quartet.
It's a string quartet, yes.
So this is, there are no vocals. It's
no
just
vocal. No, no.
Wow.
But, in you know, the they're going to play, you know, Dancing Queen and Mamma Mia.
I've got the whole thing.
Fernando, if you, you know.
I got the whole tentative program right here. Dancing Queen, Mamma Mia, Waterloo, The Winner Takes It All, S.O.S.
Yes,
Fernando, Gimme, 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 Money, 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 Knowing Me, Knowing You.
You know that they have a new album out.
Yes, I know they do.
And I think that they're going to play something from the new album, too. So they are touring. I don't know. Those people are young still, I guess.
Yeah, well, I was saying prior to getting on with you that this Mamma Mia ABBA phenomenon is really quite contemporary if you take a look at the movies in the past couple of years with Meryl Streep and Cher, and then the Mamma Mia stage show musical that was in Broadway, and that was here in Chicago. Yes. I went to see that. It was okay. The best part of the musical, for me anyway, was at the very end when they sort of dropped the idea of having a plot and go full bore ABBA covers. You know, there was a lot of energy, and I really liked it. And this just sounds so. Let's get me back up a minute. Your name is Sarah Stan, and this is the Stan Mansion, and you've said it's been there for over 100 years. So this is your family.
Well, I wish.
No,
I could say that. I bought it 20 years ago.
Ah, okay.
So I renamed it. It was built as a Masonic temple, right?
Right.
So when
you
bought
that.
It was a temple. Yeah. And I couldn't come up with a better name, so I figured Stan Mansion would be perfect, you know? And it works out beautiful because people remember, and all of a sudden I became a celebrity. I walked the streets and people go like, oh, my God, Sarah Stan, Stan Mansion, which is really awesome. So my kids do think that I'm famous.
You sound like quite the wonderful person, I have to tell you, Sarah. So how do...
Thank you, John, thank you.
How do we get tickets? When are the show times and all of that kind of thing?
So they're going to have three shows. So there are two shows a day. So the first show is going to be on the 13th of January, and they have a show at 6:30 and one at 6:40. One at 8:45. Mm-hmm. The second show is going to be Friday, the 28th of January, and the third will be on the 31st of March. So 3 days, six shows. So it's plenty of time to make. But the thing is, the tickets are selling very fast. So they have to go to the feverup.com is their website.
What's the website?
It's feverup. It's F-E-V-E-R. Right. UP.com, and then you go Google Stan Mansion concerts, or you just Google ABBA concert, and it gives you the dates. And guess what? We're going to have a Taylor Swift concert also. How crazy is that, you know?
Well, I think it's a great idea.
I think it is great. It's great for younger people, you know. I'm so excited about it because they get to see something different.
The way you described it in this gigantic, as you said, humongous room with how many candles? Hundreds at least.
Thousands.
Thousands of candles.
It takes them a long time to put them on. Luckily, they are battery operated, so it's like a remote control kind of thing.
After the fire marshal is coming over.
Crazy.
I'll tell you, it sounds fantastic, and thank you so much for being with us.
You're very welcome. Pleasure talking to you.
Nice talking to you too. Man, that sounds like a very romantic evening. Thousands of candles and some ABBA music.